USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans worry about inflation and soaring gas prices than COVID-19 when it comes to travel concerns. A Morning Consult survey showing 90% of those questioned say they take gas prices into account when deciding on summer travel. However, about 60% say they were open to taking more trips this year than last year. This as President Biden welcomes Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to the White House to discuss inflation, where the president says he's confident the officials at the Fed Reserve will help get inflation under control.
Chair Powell and other leaders of the Fed have noted at this moment they have a laser focus on addressing inflation. And with a larger complement of board members now confirmed, I know we'll use those tools of monetary policy to address the rising prices for the American people.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
As funerals and memorials are underway 1 week after a deadly South Texas elementary school shooting, Democrats have their sights set on the Second Amendment.
Even though both houses of Congress are out this week, the House Judiciary Committee is calling an emergency hearing this week to consider a package of gun control bills, including one that would increase the legal purchasing age for semi-automatic rifles from 18 years to 21 years old. It's a package of eight bills that lawmakers are calling the Protect Our Kids Act. It should be noted nothing in the bills indicate any security improvements at schools where the most good could be done very quickly. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
House Republicans are demanding answers about COVID tax dollars lost to fraud that the Biden administration was investigating. Ranking members sending a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland saying there were reports of fraud totaling hundreds of billions of dollars. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A 10-year-old boy in Florida has been arrested for threatening to commit a mass shooting at a school a week after 19 children and two teachers were murdered at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Lee County Sheriff Carmen Marencino says they take these threats very seriously.
Fake threat, real consequence, simple. I'm asking parents and guardians, I've asked them multiple times, sit your child down and explain, because we know children make mistakes, but we need the parents and guardians to sit down and tell them. Fake threat, real consequence.
Early voting in South Carolina's primary begins Tuesday. South Carolina Republican Congressman Nancy Mace tells Fox and Friends First that the midterms will be a Republican wave.
Republicans need to show independence that our message and our policies and our values are what are going to lead our country out of the mess that Joe Biden has created, because he has been on the wrong side of every single issue.
She says South Carolinian families are worried about inflation and border control. This is the first election with South Carolina's new voting laws. Voters have the opportunity to cast early ballots for 2 weeks leading up to Election Day. The cleanup continues in Minnesota after fast-moving thunderstorms damaged at least 100 homes and generated at least one confirmed tornado. Throughout the state, severe weather knocked out power to more than 72,000 homes and businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.